Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, I don't talk about how awesome my network is, GCN Network. I mean, these guys rock. You know, and I feel bad because, you know, I've had a lot of things go on this year, deaths in the family, you know, bad periods, reasons for me to take off work. I got to take off another day, another morning coming up soon. And I always feel bad. They're always really, really good about letting me take off. They've never said no. They're, like, awesome, okay? The network is great. But I always feel like I want to tell them why. I don't want them to think that if I ever skip a day, you know, that I'm doing it because I'm being a slacker. Okay, you know, so I like to give them a good, thorough excuse and legitimate excuses. They don't even want the excuse. They don't even ask for it, but I do it anyway. So I'm just currently, and I apologize because I know I'm supposed to be on air now, but I'm just finishing up my letter to my network now, asking me for a day off next month to get my breast ultrasound. So this is how it goes. Tell me if you think this will work. I mean, it'll work. They let me have off, but I want to make sure that, you know, it really shows my work ethic here. Dear sirs. Okay? I'm sure there's madams in GCN Network also, but I just, you know, the guys. I don't want to say, hey, guys. So I go, dear sirs, right? Because that kind of sounds professional. I remember my mom forcing me to learn how to write a letter. There was, you know, letter writing classes on how to appropriately write a letter and punctuation mark and, you know, grammatize it correctly. Yeah. Grammatize it correctly. Dear sirs, after the recession, my husband and I lost many of our assets. However, one, or shall I say two, assets remain, and it is my duty to keep them solvent. I am therefore requesting to take a morning off in the month of May to have my breast ultrasound. Keep in mind, one ultrasound session may not manage the task, and a second session may be required, hence requiring a subsequent morning allotted. See, just because I got asked for 2 days off, because my boobs are kind of big, you know, for the ultrasound, you know, I need to make sure I got that look. You know, there may be a follow-up day off needed if the ultrasound machine dies, right, or loses power in the process, okay? Or, you know, the shift is over for the tech because it's taken so long and the company can't pay for overtime. Please use this time, I write, to enhance your network ratings by not playing a Dr. Dahlia Show replay, but rather some other show during my absence that morning. You may see a nice bounce in the ratings, of course. Vocally yours, Dr. Dahlia Wax. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to send this, and you know, hopefully I get that morning off. But like I said, they've never said no to me. They're really, really supportive of my breasts and of anything I do. They're very good. They're very good. And I've had a lot of medical issues lately, so it's they're good. They're good. Good people there. But I just thought that it would be honorable to me to make sure I write a nice letter. So I'll click send and we'll see how that goes. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. Oh, boy. Okay, they say opiate overdoses are now falling since we have the new OxyContin formulation. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the FDA is starting to get involved with homeopathy and trying to discern what some of these products are and what they claim. Even though I'm a huge fan of homeopathy, we'll talk about how I think we should approach homeopathy and treatments. Also, there's apparently a remote village that has very unusual gut bacteria because they have been kind of isolated for 11,000 years, not mixing with us. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a liquid biopsy that can help detect cancer. Now, some of you are like, gosh, Dolly, whenever you talk about liquid, you know, kind of disgusting. Oh, no, no, no. That's not the most disgusting topic I have today. Apparently, there's a study that if you're feeling blue, you should smell the sweat of a man who's happy. And that will, I guess, get you out of your rut. I mean, a vomiting episode for me always makes me forget what I'm blue about. Then we're going to talk about how a dehydrated driver could make as many mistakes behind the wheels as somebody who drinks. Is this going to be the next defense? Well, I had to drink beer before I drove because I was more worried about being dehydrated. So we're going to talk about that. And then apparently we have a dog flu. And we have had hundreds of dogs, if not thousands, affected by dog flu. So we're going to talk about that. You heard about the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu? Well, dog flu. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. Have 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Fredericks of Hollywood is going to be closing all its stores and will focus now on e-commerce. Remember I told you guys this is going to happen? Where more of these retail stores are going to close down and workers are going to be let go and less commercial real estate occupied as people are going more e-commerce. Well, Fredericks of Hollywood apparently is shutting down all its brick and mortar locations and going e-commerce. It's a Los Angeles based company switched only to web only retail. Closing 94 locations, telling people to shop online. How do you absorb all these workers? I don't know if they're going to get absorbed. Funny thing is I've never bought a piece of underwear from Fredericks of Hollywood. Every time I would see a Fredericks of Hollywood shop in the mall, I would go, okay, well, one day if I'm ever sexy, you know, I want to buy some underwear there. And here I am, 20-some years later, still not feeling like I could shop at a Fredericks of Hollywood to get sexy underwear. And they have real sexy underwear. I always said, well, one day. And so it's kind of a shame that I can't walk into a Fredericks of Hollywood place and try some underwear on because I just never felt, you know, and now they're going to be gone. I mean, again, Fredericks of Hollywood is still going to exist by E. Problem is that I can't buy, I mean, how the hell am I supposed to buy underwear, right, online? Okay, I mean, I need to make sure it's going to look good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, thank you, Genesis Communications Network, for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Isis was a hurricane name, and it was supposed to be in next year's list of hurricanes. According to Reuters, the World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, has eliminated that name from the list of future hurricanes. Why? Not because of Shazam and Isis. From the olden days, Isis was like a superhero woman, but because people thought that it sounded too much like the terrorist organization, Isis, spelled the same way. So, hurricane names are determined in advance and recycled every 6 years. Isis was on the Eastern North Pacific names list of 2016 with 23 others. So, apparently Hurricane Isis was on the 2010 list, But I guess we never got to that point, all right? In 1998, however, Hurricane Isis did cause widespread damage. Now, in 2016, the Isis spot is going to be taken over by Yvette, or Yvette. Yeah, I guess they do recycle them. It's just too hard to come up with new names, so they just recycle them. Now, everybody always likes to hear my predictions for hurricane season, because I'm always so right on. And what I do is I determine by the names of the hurricanes, and we decide how spooky, scary the names sound. So here we go. So for the Atlantic hurricane season, because you got Atlantic and Pacific, right? And the Atlantic seems to hit us more than the Pacific does. The 2015 names, there's Hurricane Anna. I would say Hurricane Anna may not be as concerning as you think, because even though A name hurricanes usually, you know, can be bad, like Hurricane Andrew, usually the first hurricane is already gone by the time we start to talk about hurricane season. So hopefully Hurricane Anna just kind of peters out. Then you got Hurricane Bill. Now, Bill isn't really associated with like a mean, you know, anybody by the name of Bill. Bill's kind of cool. Think of an older gentleman, Bill, or I think Bill Clinton. I mean, you know, if you look at that hurricane, it's probably just going to kind of, you know, be a slick type of maybe left-leaning hurricane. I don't think it would be as worrisome. I think we'll be okay if it's a Bill. Claudette is a tough one. Claudette makes me think of a little girl, Claudette, and a very innocent little girl that could pack a punch. So I'd be nervous about that. Then there's Hurricane Danny. Hurricane Danny, I know a lot of Dannys. Danny always was kind of like a good guy name. However, just because it's two syllables, right, Hurricane Danny, it just to me seems like that could be a concerning one. All right, so when you hear that Hurricane Danny is coming, I hit the floor. Hurricane Erica, every Erica I used to know could bully pretty good. So I would probably say Erica I would worry about. Erica concerns me. Hurricane Fred. Okay, no. Fred, please. Fred, like Fred Rogers, no. Fred should be fine. Fred, I'm not worried about. Hurricane Grace, another one. Grace, supposed to be Grace. Right, you would think nothing would happen with that, but you just don't know. Okay, you want to be in God's good graces. Okay, what if Grace is upset? I have no idea. There's a Hurricane Henry. I'm not worried about that one. Hurricane Ida, maybe. Ida could be in a bad mood. You don't know. What about Hurricane Joaquin? Hurricane Joaquin, that could probably blow a big wallop. I don't know. It's just it has the K sound in it, so I could just, you know, hear that in the media. We got Hurricane Joaquin. Hurricane Kate, another one I'm nervous about. I'm worried about this hurricane season. Then you got Hurricane Larry. Nothing's going to happen with that one. Hurricane Larry, you know, come on, Larry. Larry's the guy that you either invite to the party for comic relief, or is the guy just not invited? Larry. Who's inviting Larry? That's Larry. Mindy. Mindy's going to be fine. Hurricane Mindy, nothing bad happens from a Mindy. Mindy should be fine, okay? Hurricane Nicholas, again, fine. Nicholas usually is a little boy's name. Nicholas, like St. Nick, fine. Odette. This is the one I worry about, okay? We're going to have a Hurricane Odette. That, I think, is going to rip a punch because, again, Odette, you see how it just kind of, you know, we're all in debt with the recession. Debt, yeah, that's going to be biggie. Hurricane Peter should be fine. Hurricane Rose, I think, should be fine. Hurricane Sam, Teresa, Victor, Wanda. Hurricane Wanda, I foresee a Hurricane Wanda to be really zigzaggy. If there was ever a Hurricane Dahlia, that would be a rip-roaring cyclone. That would be, Hurricane Dahlia would probably be Pacific, and it would definitely be right-leaning, definitely lean to the right. Now you have the Eastern North Pacific names, all right? So you got Andres, Bianca, Carlos, Dolores, Enrique, Felicia, Guillermo. Hurricane Guillermo, I think that would be okay. Hurricane Hilda, I'm nervous about. Ignacio, Jimena, Kevin, Linda, Marty. Hurricane Marty. Oh, that's going to be a walk in the park. Hurricane Nora, I'm nervous about that one. And there's going to be a Hurricane Olaf. Olaf, I think, was the snowman in Frozen. So that could be a considerable wallop. Patricia, Rick, Sandra, Terry, Vivian, Hurricane Vivian, Hurricane Waldo. Okay, if they're... okay, I am dying to see... I mean, not that I'm dying to see. I don't want any of these hurricanes to hit. But Hurricane Waldo, I would really love to see. I don't even know if we'll be able to find it. You know, you'll hear the meteorologist going, where's Waldo? Like, what are you talking about? The Hurricane Waldo. Hurricane Zena, I'm a little nervous about Zena. Hurricane York, but there's a Hurricane Zelda. That I'm nervous about, Zelda. So those are the Eastern, Northern, Pacific hurricane names, and we already talked about the Atlantic. So that is my prediction for the hurricane season. Whew. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I blew right through that one. Liquid biopsy could detect cancer. They say an experimental blood test is showing promise in the fight against cancer, and they are calling it a liquid biopsy, where it looks for fragments of cancer in the patient's blood. The test was able to predict recurrences of lymphoma more than 3 months before they showed up on CAT scans. That is damn cool. It also identified patients who are unlikely to respond to chemotherapy. More studies are needed, but experts say the test could one day be used for very early diagnosis of cancer, and it's much less invasive than a surgical biopsy or CAT scan. This is some cool stuff. Okay, one thing I've been very frustrated about as a doctor is, the income, but that's okay. But in terms of for my patients, unselfishly, I've been very concerned that somebody would have, you know, very high-risk cancer in the family. They would be more prone to having something, and it's just not big enough to be picked up on mammogram or CAT scan or MRI. And this watching and waiting, like a very, very good example would be like a melanoma. This melanoma is one sneaky, sly son of a gun. And so if there's a way to do a blood test to detect if you have melanoma fragments in the blood, if there is something that would trigger that, then we could start treatment way before it gets diagnosed. And think about it. Here we're going for skin cancer screenings and mammograms and colonoscopies, etc. Wouldn't it be awesome to just get a blood test? You just go in and go, I want my cancer screening. And you go and you get a blood test, and you don't have to go through the colonoscopy, and you don't have to go through the squeezing of a mammogram, you don't have to go through cystoscopy and, you know, biopsies. That would be pretty, pretty cool. But what we need to do to fight cancer is, one, you got to talk people into coming in to be screened to begin with. You know, many people are like, no, I don't want to get the test because I don't really want to have surgery up there anyway. I can't tell you how many of my patients, they won't get the colonoscopy because they don't want to deal with the treatment if they do have rectal cancer or colon cancer. Well, we're going about this all wrong. So we lose thousands upon thousands of people to colon cancer that never needed to be lost. Why? Because they didn't like the test that we have. So if we could come up with an easier test. Now, mind you, by the time a cancer gets into the bloodstream and these fragments are circulating, that could be obviously more dangerous. But what they need to do is hopefully design this test where it's not the actual cancer cell, but it's a byproduct of the waste of the localized tumor that gives off these certain protein fragments that can be then picked up in the blood. Then we aren't waiting till the melanoma is circulating around the bloodstream around the body. You see how cool that could be? So this idea, this liquid biopsy, we've talked about this on the test, basically getting a blood test to rule out cancer, this is going to be cool. The big problem they're going to have is making sure they don't have a lot of false positives. Imagine you going in, they go, well, we think you have a melanoma, we just don't know where. So then what? We just put you through chemotherapy, you know, proactively? So that's going to be kind of tough. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this was pretty kind of disgusting, but it's a study that's out there where smelling the armpit of a happy man could actually help you from feeling blue. The study was published in the journal Psychological Science, suggesting that a woman will respond positively when exposed to the sweat of a man who is in a happy state at the time the sweat is collected. I know what some of you guys are thinking, going, well, this evolutionarily wise makes a lot of sense. I know I still don't like it any bit more, but still. Olfactory communication, which is your sense of smell, is most likely to have been the first sensory system that evolved, according to Gun Seeman, professor of psychology at Utrecht University in the Netherlands. The study found that chemical signals or chemosignals is sweat odor that can enliven others. Researchers have taken sweat samples from 12 men after instructing them to watch videos that altered mind to fear or happiness. The reason behind choosing women as subjects was their ability to better detect smells, and they are more sensitive to emotional signals. Yes, we are. The author of the study, Gun Seeman, said that being exposed to sweat produced under happiness induces... Wait a second. Being exposed to sweat produced under happiness induces a simulacrum of happiness in receivers and induces a contagion of the emotional state. Somebody who is happy will infuse others in their vicinity with happiness. I have a different theory. This suggests that somebody who is happy then will obviously, make other people happy. It's infectious. People working out and seeing other people sweat and smelling sweat is supposed to be invigorating. Now, when women smelled the fear sweat, which I guess activated their medial frontalis, which is associated with fear, women, however, associated with happy sweat started to smile. So they observed a difference. Okay, this is what I think it is. Okay, I think, and I don't know how to talk about this without being crude, but I think, again, whenever anything like this gets discovered with the human body, I go back to caveman days and our evolutionary, our evolutionary roots, okay? You were supposed to have sex, and you were supposed to have sex with somebody who didn't take a shower and didn't use soap. You know, like Irish Spring. And you were supposed to have sex with somebody who didn't shave. And you were supposed to have sex with somebody who didn't do any foreplay. And, I mean, it's hard. I always think back and I go, gosh, you know, my husband has to go through this whole act of Congress to get me in the mood. And back then, you know, you were just supposed to, you know, be ready. Well, in order to help the female animal continue to be in the mood, because what if the male counterpart took a while? What if there was some erectile dysfunction? What if climax wasn't achieved by the male counterpart? If the female counterpart said, come on, this is ridiculous, you know, I need to watch, you know, the, you know, Housewives of New York or whatever, you know, get done already, you know, nobody would be having babies. So there had to be something that would make it stick, you know, make the act continue. And so my guess is this whole sweat study thing is indicative of what needed, what our female caveman predecessors needed in order to be able to sit there and finish the act. And if they start to get turned on by the happy sweat, they will hopefully continue. And then they could make babies and progeny, and then we were all born. You see? So I guess that's what's going on. But if you are depressed and you don't have insurance and you're afraid to purchase an Obamacare plan and you don't want to go on medication, but you want to try this smelling sweat thing, I mean, good luck with it. Let me know. I personally am not going to try it. In fact, I think I would rather be in a bad mood than smell that. Also, I mean, my husband really isn't, you know, a happy guy. I mean, look, he's married to me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the FDA, okay, is, I guess, starting to look at homeopathy. Now, I don't know if it's because there's a lot of money involved or if they're concerned about complaints. Personally, I dig homeopathy. The whole concept behind homeopathy is really, really cool. It's where you introduce into your body a very, very minute amount of the antigen that your body would, it would be like an opposite effect. Like, for example, I was really, really nauseous with morning sickness. So my homeopathic doctor friend told me to go and get some Ipecac. He's an MD that trained at the same residency that I did, but he also became a homeopath. So I went and got some Ipecac homeopathic drops. Now, mind you, syrup of Ipecac makes you vomit. So I'm like, why are you having me go and get Ipecac drops? I told you, I'm vomiting and I'm pregnant. He's like, go take it. So I did, and boom. I mean, within an hour, no more morning sickness, ever, not even with my second kid. Now, that's pretty remarkable stuff, but I got to tell you, that's more and more remarkable than placebo. So I've seen homeopathy work. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've gotten to witness that. However, I do get frustrated when you have a good product that starts to be among products out there that aren't good, and then it ruins the good. You know, when a bad apple messes up the whole bushel, that's really frustrating. So I guess there were $12 sleep tablets that I guess encouraged peace of mind and et cetera, or creams that offer smooth, you know, relief of pain, et cetera. And these products are out there that other people can buy. And if they're, if you know, if we have to be careful with calling a homeopathic remedy a old charlatan style snake oil, because that's not what homeopathy is. True homeopathic treatments are these diluted forms of these antigens, small bottles worth, etc. But you'll sometimes see companies claim that their product is homeopathic, meaning using yourself to heal throughout type of thing. And I want to make sure people realize that, you know, true homeopathy is different from products out there claiming they do something that they don't. Okay? I mean, you know, Viagra claims it's supposed to help with your erectile dysfunction. Some of you love it, say it does. Some of you say it doesn't. Same thing with homeopathic remedies. Some of you claim it works. Some of you say it doesn't. All right? But we have the FDA that asks for testing. The problem is with homeopathy, it's going to be a lot harder to scientifically prove. And that's why it's been very difficult for the FDA to start getting involved with some of these. Now, I guess they were developed at the end of the 1700s. And these are highly diluted doses of things that would, quote-unquote, cure diseases. In 1938, a U.S. senator named Royal Copeland bolstered the practice by passing a law classifying homeopathic treatments as drugs. Then in the 70s, alternative medicine really started to get a big boom, and now homeopathy is the huge industry that it is. Well, the FDA, I guess, is holding a public meeting this week to evaluate whether and how to adjust current enforcement policies to keep up with the growing homeopathic industry. All right, since 2009, the FDA has sent nearly 40 warning notices to homeopathic manufacturers and has seen 3 recalls. Pulled were like zinc cold remedies that could cause people to lose their sense of smell, etc. But I got to tell you, some of these products were not true homeopathic treatments. All right, right now we spent about $2.9 billion on these homeopathic type treatments. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. I know many of you do not get to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show live when we play in the mornings, but you listen to us with various affiliates and have questions. So we'll play some of those now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, hey, great show as usual. Hey, they had a couple of questions. They had Jerry Tarkanian's grandson, a 5-year-old kid that had a stroke. Seems kind of unusual. They just want to know what were the symptoms and was it just a heat stroke or was it a stroke that had to do with seizures?
Okay. Many of you have heard in the news, it's been nationally and actually globally talked about, Jerry Tarkanian's grandson had unfortunately suffered a stroke. And as we're getting more information from the family, the boy's stable and he's doing well. And Jerry Tarkanian, his grandfather and his namesake, was head football coach of the Rebels and multiple basketball teams and is an icon in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live, and very, very well known. Very well known, and his son, unfortunately, last week suffered a stroke. Pediatric stroke is something that shocks a lot of us. And so, you're right, strokes could be associated with seizures. Again, I can't comment on what's going on with little Jerry at this time. We know he's, you know, stable and he's doing well. But, you know, we talked about stroke last week on how, you know, common they actually are. I mean, we have a few thousand kids a year, from what we're understanding, afflicted with some sort of stroke. And that's just in the United States alone. It could happen perinatal in the last 18 weeks of gestation, you know, to before birth, and then, of course, childhood stroke. Now, we talk a lot about grown-up stroke on the show, but we don't talk a lot about pediatric stroke. And one of the reasons why these pediatric strokes unfortunately leave such sequelae is because they're diagnosed later than an adult stroke would be. You know, you as an adult, you know, if you start to have a stroke, you may have some garbled speech. Maybe you start to text a little funny and your texts are coming out wrong, or you, you know, may have a little bit of weakness or tired, or you have a lot of weakness or tired, etc. So we pick up on it right away and we're like, okay, something's wrong. You could be having a stroke. We need to get you to medical care right away. Yeah, when you have a child, like let's say a little 2-year-old, okay, who may still babble and not be enunciating with words, or be kind of flailing around on the ground, playing around, all right, and, you know, and not wanting to use one of his arms, except, you know, sometimes you may not be able to pick up on it as much, you know, and also a lot of kids may not be able to say, look, I can't move half of my body, I think I'm paralyzed, something's, you know, they may not be able to say that. They may be, you know, they may think that if something is numb or paralyzed, they may say, oh, my arm hurts, or my leg hurts, or my head hurts. And so one of you had asked me, you know, what are sequelae, what are permanent effects that can happen on a child that has a stroke? You know, most of these strokes, if caught early, I mean, if it's caught really, really early and treated early, whether you had a bleed to the brain or whether a clot, if it's treated early, you have a better chance, a much better chance of regaining any neurological deficits. According to one site on iapediatricstroke.org, they say of children surviving a stroke, 60% will have permanent neurological deficits, most commonly hemiparesis or hemiplegia, all right, which is partial paralysis or total paralysis on one part of the body. But 40% can resolve well. All right, so who's at risk? We see strokes sometimes in boys more than girls, but it can handle to both. Older children with sickle cell anemia, congenital heart defects, immune disorders, problems with blood clotting. So whenever a child has a stroke, we want to figure out why. We want to look at the heart. We want to look to see if there was also any infectious reason that could cause it. We were worried about this virus that was causing paralysis in kids. Just being able to identify this early on is the biggest recommendation I have. So what do you look for? Well, weakness, numbness, trouble walking, lack of coordination, problems speaking, understanding language, slurring speech, trying to speak but words not coming out. My kids always do that. They're like, they make sounds all the time. My kids always do this, and I used to do this as a kid. I would sit there in class, and the teacher would ask me something like, huh, what, hey, hey. And my kids do that too. I don't know how they inherited that, but they'll sit there and make sounds. Ooh. My son loves to do that sound. Ooh. Okay, and so I'm used to my kids. See, for me, I know something's wrong in my house when it's quiet. All right? Or if my kid is eloquently verbalizing something to me, I'm like, okay, something's wrong. So when my son walks in going, Mom, I'm hurt. Okay, something is ailing me. That's when I call 911. All right, because my kids are running around all over the place. People always ask, how do you know if your kids are faking it or not? You have to learn how to deal with your kid. My kid the other day got hurt playing lacrosse, and daddy had to carry him off the field, and people wanted to send flowers and all sorts of other stuff. And I'm like, wait a second, hold the phone here. Okay, hold the phone. I understand that he's got some homework coming up, and I think he wants to get out of school. Let's just hold the phone. So he's in his room, and he's fortunate now enough to have his own room. Gosh, man, these kids are spoiled. I remember, can you imagine having your own room? Imagine growing up in the 70s and 80s, having your own room. Anyway, so I call the kid out of his room. I go, hey, we got a surprise for you. And I'm thinking he's going to be limping and asking for help and needing, orthopedic surgeons to help him down the little hallway. And instead, he runs and he bolts and he skips over. And I'm like, And he's like, what's the surprise, Mom? I go, well, the surprise is you can walk well, and you're faking it, because I had to show Dad. Because Dad's like, oh, my gosh, what do we do? Do we need to, take him in and get him x-rayed and all that? And so, a lot of us moms and dads, luckily, can figure this out. I told you guys last week that one day one of my kids completely collapsed in the middle of the living room. And, I run over going, oh, my gosh, so I need to, start CPR. I was scared to death. And any of you that have ever had a parent or a child that was sick and that did that, it's the scariest thought. And I'm running over and I'm getting ready to call 911 and, I'm getting, into ER doc mode. I will do whatever I have to do. I'll trach him if I have to. And he sits there and giggles when I get to him because apparently one of the other kids farted. So that caused him to have to fake syncope. Now, this is ridiculous. This is the kind of stuff we deal with our kids. So what I would recommend you do is tell your kids and get this from the get-go that playing around like some kid farting is going to knock you off your feet and make you unable to breathe or all this other stuff to stop it. Because you guys will have full court press. You don't want the boy who cried wolf. And, my boys will do that. Like, oh, man, my tummy hurts. So I'm thinking, okay, McBurney's point, appendix, et cetera. Well, after the 27th time of them trying to pull my tummy hurts, trying to get out of school, my biggest fear is my kid's going to say, Mom, and I'm going to be like, go to school, buck it up. And then, God forbid, he has a ruptured appendix. So, as a doctor, you learn with this whole boy who cried wolf type of thing, you still have to take every case seriously. To me, there's no such thing as a hypochondriac in my office because that 307th time could actually be an illness. The one thing I could always guarantee, right, with people is somebody will have a medical malady at one point in their life. So I have to go with those odds. So teach your kids that if something does, teach your kids how to describe things, okay? Let's say they're hurting. Okay, go, I want you to describe it, okay, and we're going to learn what this is, okay? You got a boo-boo, that's a burn. You got an ache, things like that, because these kids don't know how to convey this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.